Saturday, November 24th, Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions presents Chuck, the Iceman Liddell, as he returns to the cage to take on the Huntington Beach bad boy Tito Ortiz in the third and final chapter of their historic rivalry at the Fabulous Forum, plus a fully stacked undercard of competitive MMA talent. Do not miss another chapter of this historic rivalry. Saturday, November 24th at the Forum. Tickets start at $30 and they're available at Ticketmaster.com. or by calling 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000. Setting up hour number three, we are wide open now. We've done all three of our interviews. Excellent interviews at that. We had Yogi Roth in studio. My thanks to him. One of my favorite guests, good friend of the program, very good friend of mine. And I'm proud to say that he was in studio, did an excellent job. I want to reset that momentarily. We had Trey Nixon, UCF Knights wide receiver, Ross Tucker back in hour number one. And we start this third and final hour. Our cell phone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. This email says, wow, mad props to Yogi Roth. He has an incredible family story, to say the least. He is absolutely right. There is no place for hatred in the world. We must also remember that our hatred for other teams must be understood as a good-natured rivalry and not real hate. War Iowa beating Nebraska by four TDs Friday. Tony from Iowa City. T-Buck 2 tweets, amazing conversation with Yogi Roth. Tremendous insight and passion for sport and life. PJ in the Mile High tweets, what a powerful man Yogi Roth is. He is a warrior. The shooting and shootings are tragedy enough to be touched that closely and be able to share so gracefully, man. Much love. At CD Chrisson tweets, I am all in on Yogi Roth. Amazing interview and stories. Nothing but respect. Couldn't agree more. If you want to share your thoughts on what you heard from him, you go right ahead. You know where to find me. You can call the program. You can tweet at me. You can email us. Also, this news just in. The Rap Sheet reports via Twitter. At Rap Sheet. Source. The Redskins are signing free agent Mark Sanchez. After today's large workout, he has several points of familiarity on the staff and will back up Colt McCoy. So, they worked out. Others like TJ Yates, EJ Manuel, Kellen Clemens, the Sanchez. Plays his way in, works his way in, earns the right to back up Colt McCoy. Let's say about Mark Sanchez for a minute. Former top five pick of the Jets. He has spent time with the Eagles, the Broncos, the Cowboys, the Bears. He was cut loose this spring by Chicago. He has been coached by three of the offensive assistants who work under Jay Gruden. His Redskins debut will come 6 years to the day after the butt fumble. But that's not what I think of. I know most of you, if I were to hit you with, all right, Mark Sanchez, reaction. What's the first thing that comes to mind? Butt fumble. I get that. I understand that. Not me. Honestly, full transparency. Not me. Not me. The Sanchez was long a friend of the program. So when I first think of Mark Sanchez, I mean, I think about him getting them to the conference championship a couple of times. I think about the butt fumble, of course. I'm not going to say I don't, but it's not the first thing that comes to mind. Nope. The first thing that comes to mind is his legendary visit to Radio Row back in the day. Mark, what is up?
Rome and clones. What up?
That's it. The only guest I know who acknowledges the clones off the very top. Why do you do that, Mark?
Well, they're a big part of the show. I'm a fan of the show. My dad, the only one he asks about before I come out here, before we start hobnobbing here, is, you doing Rome? You doing Rome? So we used to listen to it in the car when I was a little kid. You got Bart Scott's back, so it's a natural fit.
All right, so this is not a guy who, I mean, that was a guy in his prime. That was at a time when he was killing it. Top five pick, won some huge games at USC, was on the cover of GQ. I mean, my man was living so freaking large. So large. I remember I ran into Mark's brother, Nick.
Brother.
And, you know, we had never met before, but Sanchez was such a big part of the program. I said, Nick, what are you doing? Because it was right near my house. I said, what are you doing, bro? He's like, no, I had some business here at the golf course. What are you doing? I'm like, nothing, man. Come up to the house. We smashed cocktails. Had a great time. He was responsible. We talked about the Sanchez. Well, the Sanchez is back, yo. He's back. Welcome back, Sanchez. Get your head in the playbook. Washington is in Dallas this Thursday. You do not have a lot of time. This show definitely has Mark Sanchez's back.
Thank you very much. Clones, I'm out. Peace.
That's why. That's why this show has his back, because he had nothing but respect for the clones. The guy would shout out to the clones before he said hello to me. Much respect. Let's go to the phones quickly. My thoughts on Condoleezza Rice and what a weird story that was. I mean, again, nothing but respect for her, her intellect, what she's accomplished, her leadership ability, but a head coaching candidate when she's never been a head coach or any kind of coach in football? Weird story, but not as weird as it seems. Let's go to Buffalo. Rick in Buffalo. Rick, brother, what's up?
Just when I thought Jim Harbaugh couldn't stoop any lower as a human being, I caught his sideline act during Saturday's game. Instead of coaching up young men and leading by example, all this D-bag worried about was scoring his next tobacco fix. Did you see that close-up, Jim? Harbaugh had a mouthful of Copenhagen stuffed in that big fat face and was spitting all over himself. What's on tap for next week, coach? Cracking a beer at halftime and watching porn on the scoreboard. And I'm so tired of Michigan football's white trash fan base carrying on like they've actually won something. You played one good team and they kicked your ass. But of course, Mark in Boston's all over Twitter posting pics of his freshly refinished Harbaugh tattoo. I've always said, Jim, you show me with someone with a tattoo of another dude, and I'll show you the biggest effing loser ever to walk the planet. I'm actually hoping Michigan makes the playoff just so I can laugh my ass off when they lose to Alabama by 50. War the red hot, shiny, up and coming Buffalo Sabres. War Kyle and Green Bay coming to town for the game on December 18th. Ninth row, center ice. What can I say? I'm the original big time baller. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the crew, Jim. And as always, thanks for the vine. I'm out.
And as always, rack his ass. Like, Rick is one of the only callers that as he's going through his call, I'm thinking to myself, man, I hate it that this call is going to end. I hate that this call is going to end. Come on, man. I know you have more. Come on, Rick. I don't know when you're going to call again. I know this call is going to end any second now, and I hate it. He is one of the rare callers. Most of you, when you call, I can't wait for your calls to end. I mean that sincerely. The rare caller, and there's probably five or eight of you where I do not want it to end, where I'm hyped when you call and I do not want to end. Hawk, I know that's the case for you. That's your idol. Otherwise, you'd be picking up the other calls. Go ahead and do it. 1-800-636-8686. Rick in Buffalo mentioned that Colin Green Bay, he's coming. He's coming to Buffalo, among other things, to go to a Sabres game. And he cracked back, he clapped back, not only on Jim Harbaugh and him being a bad role model because he's on the sideline stuffing his fat face with Copenhagen and spitting on everybody. His point is, what kind of a message is that to send? What kind of a role is that? Or what kind of a thing is that for a leader of young men to do? He said, what's going to happen next? You going to crack open a beer at halftime? Watch porn on the scoreboard or something? Anyway, Michigan's playing some good ball now. Oh, and what do you know? There's Ohio State. There's Ohio State just barely surviving Maryland. Surviving Maryland and opening up as a dog against Michigan. That's how badly they've fallen. That's how badly Ohio State's fallen off. They've owned Michigan since Harbaugh got there, and they open up as dogs. This email says, hey, Rome, the Bears defense did a great job. Even we couldn't realize how many times we saw Cousins lying vertical on the ground. Signed, a Southern family reunion. How about I just run that back one more time? The Bears defense did a great job. Even we couldn't believe how many times we saw Cousins lying vertical on the ground. Signed, a Southern family reunion. Lee in Vancouver. You know, sometimes you hear, you know, things happen on Rome's show that you can't find on other shows. That can only happen on that show. And it's a good thing. A lot of times it's true and it's a bad thing. Like, honestly, what other nationally syndicated radio program would get an email like that? Honestly, name one other nationally syndicated show or host that would get that email other than me. And you can't say, well, that's because you encourage it, Rome. You endorse it. You condone it. None of that's true. Ah, Cousins lying vertical. Oh, I get it. Family members having sex with each other. Good one, Lee. Hey, Lee, that's one of those times when Canada's not good for the show. Usually it is. More often, it's not when you're participating, but rather when Tyler from Shredminton's in. Or his bro. All right, so I'm setting this thing up. Come on now, finish strong. It's a short week. It's a short week, a short sample size. I need you to do better. I'm back from New York. Alvin's back from Italy. We both need you to do better. Alvin, could you even handle a Q&A about your trip, Alvin? Dude, we know how nervous you get on the air and how you freak out. Could you handle it? The world, the clones, definitely want to know how nice you and Mill got. What Venice was like, what Rome was like. Dude, I saw a picture. It was absolutely amazing. Well, yeah, exactly, dude. You just played your own music. And most of all, what I want to know, Alvin, is did you plant your seed again? And do I need to prepare myself for another one of your 9-week paternity leaves?
No.
Romy, what a great call by Rick in Buffalo. Rick is the Brooks Koepka of the jungle. A guy who gets no respect, but always shows up big in the biggest moments. Signed, David in Buffalo. Oh, he gets respect. Maybe not the respect he deserves, but the most important kind of respect. Respect from yours truly, the host of this show. I love the guy. I don't play favorites. I love the guy. His calls are awesome. Again, what's not to like? He's angry, he's violent, and he calls people names. I love him. This email says, damn, Rome. Rick is becoming jungle royalty. His calls are straight up fire. Brandon in Albuquerque. He is getting better, too. He's getting stronger. He's getting better. He's getting more dominant. The guy moves the needle. Hell, he is the needle. Rick in Buffalo. All right, still ahead, my thoughts on Condoleezza Rice. In case you missed it, Bears fan. I know you're coming for me. I owned it already. I owned it straight up. I was accountable. I apologized. I said, I'm not throwing in. I said it on the NFL and CBS. I'm not throwing in with these guys until they win a throwdown like that, and they did. And it was really impressive. Minnesota, you're just the opposite. I could not have been more disappointed after putting myself out there for you. But Khalil Mack is a beast. Meantime, you got to know this. When you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt, you may think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, it just ends up making you look sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long. It's not too short. It is perfect. It's just right. Shirts which are designed so well that GQ calls them perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, but they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. Simply log on to untuckit.com. Check out all the new fall arrivals. Use the promo code ROME20 for 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It at one of their over 35 retail locations across the country. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME20 for 20% off. Untuckit.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so I know you don't want to be the guy or the gal to follow Rick in Buffalo, but phone lines are open. If you think you've got that kind of game, go ahead, take advantage of it. I'm going to talk about the Browns and whether or not they would hire Condoleezza Rice in a minute. Building pros, check this out. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is still the only partner you need for all of your flooring needs. They still have special pro-only pricing, plus that dedicated support. LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? You should never be, because they've got over 150 million square feet of flooring available, with over 100,000 square feet in stock in most of their stores. And they do stock professional grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout, so you can get what you need when you have to have it. And if you're too busy to pick up the tools or the flooring, that's not a problem. The LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. Put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales. So stop me if you've heard this. Something really weird happened. Really weird. And it was really weird, and it involved the Cleveland Browns. Now, I mean, I'm going to stand by what I've been saying. They're still America's team. The Browns are still America's team, but they're still weird. I mean, oftentimes, weird is good, but not always. But the fact that they got weird during their bye week is actually pretty cool, because as is normally the case with the Browns, when we're talking about them, something weird happened. The difference is they weren't even playing. And something weird happened. Yesterday, Adam Schefter reported that the Browns would like to interview Condoleezza Rice for their head coaching job. Yes, I just said Adam Schefter reported that the Browns would like to interview Condoleezza Rice for their head coaching job. So yesterday, that news dropped while we were on the set rehearsing for the NFL on CBS before that show hit air. I mean, obviously, that story is so weird. So weird, even for the Browns, that I just thought to myself, don't get hooked. I mean, is it from a verified account? Or is it a fake Schefter account? And is somebody jerking around trying to get somebody to take the bait? Trying to hook somebody? I mean, you don't go with something like that until you see a verified blue check that signifies a verified account for Twitter. Then again, I don't need to tell anybody that at CBS. Not in the offices of the NFL on CBS. Right here in my own offices, of course. With the geniuses across the glass from me, yes. I'll say it five times. Did you check it? Did you check it? Did you check it? Did you check it? Back in New York, in the offices of the NFL and CBS, I didn't worry about that. I didn't say it. I didn't have to say it. They're the best, and they're the brightest. Drew Kalisky's running that show. I saw Sean McManus. I saw David Burson. They were doing what they were normally doing. Nobody there was getting hooked. It was real. The blue check was there, and it really was Schefter's report. The Browns wanted to talk to the former Secretary of State about their head coaching job. I mean, what? Somebody leaked the information. Somebody wanted to put that out there. So why would you do that if there wasn't something to it, right? So the Browns wanting to interview somebody who has never coached a game of football to be their head coach. Did Henry Kissinger turn them down? Hank Paulson wasn't available? George P. Schultz want any of that? How the hell does that make any sense whatsoever? Then again, it is the Browns. And when it comes to the Browns, anything is possible. Remember, Jimmy Haslam took the advice of a homeless man and drafted Johnny Manziel. I mean, Johnny Manziel might be homeless. He's all right. He's hanging in. Jay Football's hanging in. I mean, don't get me wrong. Rice is incredibly smart. She served on the initial college football playoff selection committee. She chaired the commission to review college basketball. She is much smarter than many of the people who have actually coached the Cleveland Browns. Fact. She is. And she loves football. In fact, don't even come in here and tell me that she would not be better than a lot of the guys who've actually worn a headset on the Browns sideline. You tell me she couldn't do a better job than Chris Palmer or Jim Schaffner or the man genius? I think I'd rather go with Condi Rice than Rob Chudzinski. It's not that she's not qualified. She's probably overqualified. Well, aside from the fact that she's never actually coached a game of football. Then again, previous Browns GMs have hired lots of people who actually coach football games, and it didn't work out, and it went disastrously. So maybe somewhere somebody's thinking, hey, why don't we think outside the box? Which is ironic, because there is nothing more inside the box than thinking the phrase, think outside the box, is cool or interesting. It's normally said by the same person who thinks, why do we park on the driveway and drive on a parkway? Hey, why does sour cream have an expiration date? You know, things like that. It was only a matter of time, though, before the idea was taken down by everybody involved. GM John Dorsey released a statement which read, quote, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is a great leader, possesses the highest possible character, and also happens to be a Browns fan. I have the utmost respect and admiration for all she's accomplished and was honored to meet her for the first time earlier this season. Our coaching search will be thorough and deliberate, but we are still in the process of composing the list of candidates, and Secretary Rice has not been discussed. End quote. I mean, seriously, did John Dorsey ever think that he would be at a point in his career where he'd be refuting rumors about interviewing a former Secretary of State for the head coaching job? And did Secretary Rice ever think that she'd be in a situation where she'd be posting on Facebook that she's not a candidate for an NFL head coaching job? And that she would conclude with the statement, which read, quote, BTW, I'm not ready to coach, but I would like to call a play or two next season if the Browns need ideas, and at no time will I call a prevent defense. So weird.
Let's get weird.
Really weird. And not like weird's good, because weird is good most of the time. Just weird and insane. The problem here is, there actually has been headway made by women in NFL coaching. Multiple teams have women on their coaching staffs in some capacity. But this whole story makes a mockery of the entire thing. I mean, like, where does that even come from? Where does that even come from? I don't know who it came from, but I know where it came from. The only team that is America's team that could come up with something like this, the Cleveland Browns. Really bizarre, even for the Browns, and totally preposterous. But then again, no more preposterous than some of the guys they actually have hired and paid and let wear a headset on the sideline. But weird. But weird. Almost as weird as David Arquette going into some dive bar to wrestle and getting his dome cracked open. Have you seen that story? And that's got a sports angle to it. Really weird. Fake Kay Winslow's in. Dear Condoleezza Rice, let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Signed the Cleveland Browns front office. Hey, fake Winslow, for you, that's not bad. And Mike D for three tweets. Condoleezza Rice. What the Browns need is a disciplinarian that frightens the players. They should get that red-ass Janet Reno. Okay. Anyway, trying not to make light of this conversation. There's actually a conversation to be had. Yeah, like I said, women have made great inroads. You've got NFL teams that are hiring women, and they should, for front offices. This, however, makes a mockery of the whole thing. You know, let's go ahead and consider a head coach who's never actually coached football on any level before. All right, still ahead. I've got decisions to make. Do I talk about David Arquette getting his head cracked with a light tube? I mean, this dude's bleeding profusely in some dive bar. For who? For what? To get back some cred that he lost like 18 years ago? Or do I try and risk bringing Alvin DeLauro in for a Q&A? I don't know. One last segment. Or you can call 1-800-636-8686. First up, a bottom of the hour sports update. Here it is. Mark in Boston's on hold. He wants to respond to Rick in Buffalo. I'll have that for you in a minute. First up, though, let me ask you or answer your Ask the Pros question. You submit the question, I answer it, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Hi, Jim. Seems like you're pretty much free this weekend. What are your plans since there is no NFL today for you? Thanks, B. Oh, B, that's kind of weird. Like, you know my schedule. That's kind of creepy almost, B. If I didn't know you better, B. She's right, though. I do not have the NFL on CBS. Because if you listen to the program, you probably track my movements. And I did go back-to-back. I'm not even sure why I did that. It was awesome. But I don't know that in all the years I've done that show, last several seasons, I don't think I've ever gone to New York back-to-back like that. So, B, you are right. I am not going to New York this weekend. Laying low with the fam. Gearing up for the end of the NFL regular season, then the postseason, then the Hell Week, which is Super Bowl, which is the best week of the year. So probably charge the battery, get a little rest, bump into an adult beverage, get some quality time with the fam. Lay low.
I love when you ta hockey.
Maybe ta a little hockey with my fam. Take some family pictures, you know, nothing that exciting, just quality family time. All right, so I said that Mark in Boston called in response to Rick, in case you missed it. Rick in Buffalo called up and took a number of runs at a number of different people, including Mark in Boston, who is a huge Michigan honk.
Mark in Boston's all over Twitter, posting pics of his freshly refinished Harbaugh tattoo. I've always said, Jim, you show me with someone with a tattoo of another dude, and I'll show you the biggest effing loser ever to walk the planet.
There you go. He said, I've always said, you show me a tattoo of a dude, of another man, and I'll show you the biggest bleeping loser walking the face of the planet. And the way he positioned that, not only a tattoo of Jim Harbaugh, but a freshly minted redo of that tattoo. Anyway, this guy can handle himself. I don't need to defend him. It got back to him or he was listening. He didn't waste any time. Let's go to Boston. Mark in Boston. I mean, I'm like almost talking like Rick now. Let's go to Mark. In Boston, did you hear how Rick did you? You must have, or you wouldn't be calling. Mark, what's up?
Hi, Jim. Hey, normally I'm not one to respond to such nonsense, but when you see this ugly, bald loser constantly peacocking on your radio waves, it begs the question, is this all we've got between Rex's mediocrity, Liz sounding like Woodscope's mom bragging about his progress report, or some weirdo from Southfield duplicating all of Brad's wacky voices? Someone has to come in here and provide some sanity. And for that, you need a Michigan man. And Rick, to answer your question, yes, I have been a competent Michigan fan on Twitter. Because they matter. You know what doesn't matter? Posting a weird gallery of photos about taking your crusty old man to a Goo Goo Dolls concert, you dork. And every time you call, I have to see that giant red beak of yours on my TV screen. Jim, I know I'm feeling the Christmas spirit, so happy holidays to you and yours. Hey, Rudolph in Buffalo, you get all the fat, wasted Bills Mafia dorks hobbling from breaking their backs on folding tables to line up behind you so they can follow that giant peak of yours through the blizzard to get home. Or if they're with you, no, so bright, you probably won't wrestle tonight, especially if you're spending your weekends going on man dates with Kyle in Green Bay on another one of his homeless clone vision quests. And let's get something real clear about Harbaugh. You would lick this tattoo off my arm if it meant for 1 second that he would coach that joke of a football team of yours. You're a second-rate clone from a second-rate city talking second-rate smack. So take that for data, Four Eyes. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Mark the Nomad and follow me on my fan cast this weekend. Or Rick's nose popping up from my turkey so I know it's done.
The Michigan man. Rack him. Take that for data, Four Eyes. A Four Eyes blast. And you dorked him a couple of times.
Take that for data.
I once went with a dork blast. I nearly got fired for it. Well, you hearing that? That camera is not... It's stuck. That thing is definitely stuck. Are you hearing that? You've got a soundbite for that, Alvin. That's like the Arnold... Look at that thing. That thing, that definitely, that's not the right angle. Oh, there it goes. It's turning. Look at that thing. Look at the angle that thing's looking at, pointing at. That does not sound good at all. Anyway, I'm sure somebody will be in to fix that soon enough. It won't be you, Hawk. Did one of y'all walk into that thing again? Is that why that thing's off? All right, so Mark in Buffalo. So what do you do if those two guys, that was a battle royale, those guys going, standing in the middle of the ring, trading haymakers, who's your huge call? Welcome back, Alvy. Of those two calls, which is the better call? And I don't think I've ever had this, but would Rick in Buffalo call back and respond to the guy who just responded to him? These guys can go back and forth the next 10 minutes. Mark in Boston gets big points for responding as quickly as he did and scoring as effectively as he did. Normally, I mean, I'll take the phone call a day after the fact, but you don't get as much credit for that. So when I'm trying to think about who had the better call, the response back is strong, and it was a strong call. Take that for data, Four Eyes. That's not actually the sound. It's still making that sound, though, Alvin. I'm looking right into it right now, although you probably can't see me looking into it because it's pointed towards the ceiling, the camera itself. Take that for data.
Take that for data.
Eye in the sky. You know what's going to happen at some point. Hey, we've done amazingly well to get through November without any major catastrophes. The fact that they run this TV show, and in case you did not know, The Jungle on Radio this year has been a TV show. We are... You hearing that? That's not us. I'm not saying that's them or us because it's not us or them. I'm just saying that's not us executing that from the studio. That thing is stuck. That is definitely stuck. So anyway, I was saying that in case you do not know, the radio show has been a TV show since the first of the year. After all this time, and there really has not been anything disastrous or catastrophic, and they run the TV show, they produce it and direct it from New York, and they run the cameras from New York. Obviously, the cameras are here in studio. There are multiple cameras. We have three cameras, and one of them does not work right now, and it's making a pretty heinous sound. It's actually kind of funny. Maybe not to the suits, but to me it is. That's Alvin. Go ahead, New York, pop that thing. Pop that thing so we can hear what it sounds like. I ain't going to play that game. Yeah! Who gets credit for that? Nice job. Love New York. Good job. Good effort, New York. Good job. Good effort. That was so strong. Anyway, I'm sure they will have somebody in first thing tomorrow morning to look at that. And luckily, that went down at the end of the program. Speaking of which, coming up after the show, I'm going to tape the podcast, the RPO Rome Price Opinion. Trevor is on a heater. He missed 7 picks in a row. That's not easy to do, especially when you played in the NFL for 14 years. He missed 7 straight picks against the spread, but now he's got 3 in a row correct. He's back. Phil tweets, I don't know, Jim. We're thinking of getting tattoos of John Gruden, signed Bears fans. That makes sense.
You have to ask Reggie.
That makes sense to me. That's understandable. That would not make you a bleeping loser. If I were a Bears fan, I would get a tattoo of John Gruden. Not of Khalil Mack, not of Nagy, not of Trubisky, John Gruden. Gruden made that deal. And I don't care who he picks. You know, I said it then, I'll say it again right now. Based on his track record, why would you trust him with first-round picks? And I don't even care who he does pick. It's a bad trade. They're not going to get back another Khalil Mack. Did you see what he did last night? Aside from wrecking my pick. Guy was amazing. 1-800-636-8686. I am in on Tuesday. And then I'm off the rest of the week. Let's see, which means we have a guest host on Wednesday. Brian Weber. He should be fine, right? The BIC, Brad and Corona, is part of his brand now. He waits for me to take a vacation. He finds out who the guest host is, and then he murders him on the program. But he's already taken a run at Brian Weber, so he should be safe, right? I can't imagine the BIC is going to come for him again. Friday is Grant Napier. He's also safe because Brad's already done him dirty. So both these guys have already guest hosted. They should be fine. We're looking at a best of on Thanksgiving Day. Okay. Or live programming. Okay, live programming from New York. Time now for the huge call. Skip the gym. Get a high-energy workout with Peloton. Take live studio cycling classes from the comfort of home with NYC's best instructors. Ride with thousands of other Peloton riders across the country on the interactive leaderboard. Track your own metrics over time. Continue to beat your own personal best. Head to onepeloton.com and learn more. Again, I have a Peloton. It's one of the best investments I've ever made. It pays for itself. onepeloton.com.
Just when I thought Jim Harbaugh couldn't stoop any lower as a human being, I caught his sideline act during Saturday's game. Instead of coaching up young men and leading by example, all this D-bag worried about was scoring his next tobacco fix. Did you see that close-up, Jim? Harbaugh had a mouthful of Copenhagen stuffed in that big fat face and was spitting all over himself. What's on tap for next week, Coach? Cracking a beer at halftime and watching porn on the scoreboard. And I'm so tired of Michigan football's white trash fan base carrying on like they've actually won something. You played one good team and they kicked your ass. But of course, Mark in Boston's all over Twitter posting pics of his freshly refinished Harbaugh tattoo. I've always said, Jim, you show me with someone with a tattoo of another dude, and I'll show you the biggest effing loser ever to walk the planet. I'm actually hoping Michigan makes the playoffs just so I can laugh my ass off when they lose to Alabama by 50. War of the red hot, shiny, up-and-coming Buffalo Sabres. War of Kyle and Green Bay coming to town for the game on December 18th, ninth row, center ice. What can I say? I'm the original big-time baller. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the crew, Jim. And as always, thanks for the vine. I'm out.
That's when you know the answer to that question.
Safe to assume that audio quality had something to do with the win. He had a cleaner phone line. Rick in Buffalo, huge call recipient once again. My thanks to my guest, Yogi Roth, in studio. Appreciate you making the trip, Yogi. Thank you so much. UCF Knights wide receiver Trey Nixon. Ross Tucker was great. Had him on in hour number one. The RPO, Rome Price Opinion Podcast. The RPO, it's coming up. We're going to tape that thing in about a half hour, so that will drop a little bit later on today. He's got another pick. In fact, Trevor's got four picks this time. And I'm working tomorrow, then I'm off the rest of the week. So I will see you then. Thanks for listening. We're out.